So this is a revision down, a significant revision down, the largest in 15 years that we've seen. And it basically says that the government has now overstated the amount of people who are working in this workforce. It shows weakness in the job markets over the past year that we didn't realize was there, but now we know is there. So again, 818,000 overall jobs down, manufacturing down 115,000 in this. And if you just wrote construction down 45,000. So these numbers are huge numbers in revisions down.
Almost 30% of the jobs fake. Not real.
Fake news, fake jobs.
Fake news, fake jobs. By the way, the official number, so you could kind of put it in perspective, allegedly created, and they lied, was 2.9 million jobs. So this is minus 818,000 jobs. But Lee, that assumes they're not lying. You can't trust them.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? You cannot trust them. You cannot trust the Department of Labor. And quietly, that is what is being said inside our major investment houses this morning, not just in America, but around the world. Dear God. And just to put this in perspective, okay, if a private corporation were to exaggerate 30% of its production and report that to the markets, that would result in criminal charges. Why? It is a form of defrauding people. It's a form of defrauding investors who are now investing in corporations, in the stock market, in America's economy, not just from here, but from all over the world. It is fraud. When you tell them, hey, this is the level of health in the economy, and they invest. And I'm telling you, there are major investment houses the world over this morning that are quietly saying, oh my gosh, is anything else fake in the American economy? Can we trust the numbers coming out of America's institutions? They used to be rock solid. I can't tell you how devastating this is. This is not a partisan thing. This is doing damage to America's economic credibility and to its, in, you know, folks' willingness the world over to invest. What they've just taught investors is this. If it's an election year, if they're going into an election year and the Democrats are in charge, these agencies, in this case, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, are as weaponized as the FBI, as the DOJ. You cannot believe what they say. The Democrats are going to want to win. They're lying. And now the investment bets will be based on, well, here's the size of the lie last time, so we'll adjust it in our minds for our investment strategy. I can't tell you how much, here's a word the Democrats would use, violence this does to the credibility of American markets, the American stock market, American investments. I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars in trust here. All of it to prop up and pimp out Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's record. And here's the thing. When you start searching, you find this. They've done this before. I cannot emphasize this enough. If you use this show for prep, okay, take this. Take it and use it, because it's worse than we're being told. New York Post, December 2022. So right after the midterm elections, the Philadelphia Fed, Federal Reserve, came out and announced that the Biden administration had faked a million jobs. Oh, there's that number again, a million jobs. Here's the headlines. You go pull it. Tell your listeners about it. Headline, New York Post, Biden administration overstated Q2 job growth by 1 million. Said who? The Philadelphia Federal Reserve. It's a sub-branch of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Highly credible people. Over about a four-month period, the Biden administration claimed to have created 1.1 million jobs. It was actually 10,000. Not 10,000 per month, 10,000 total. Again, that's a jobs apocalypse. I lost my damn mind over it at the time. Tucker Carlson did. Fox News and Fox Business reported it. So did the New York Post. It was blanked out and blacked out. For whatever reason, the first time they did it, they got away with it. They got away with faking a million jobs when actually we were in a jobs apocalypse. And we were in a severe jobs recession. They just lied about it because they were going into the midterms and they wouldn't have said it. with that lie. But there was no revision. This time, for whatever reason, they revised it. And just shy of 30% of jobs created last year went poof. But here's why this is so big of a deal. The only positive economic stat the Democrats have had is job creation. That's it. There are no others. And they've talked it up and talked it up and talked it up and talked it up. The fact that it was fake. Let me give you an example of how devastating this is. Pretend for a minute you're not a Republican. You're not a Democrat. You're an Indian multimillionaire. You're worth $40 million. Let's just pick a number. Okay. Go back and look at this. Listen to the level of the lie.
With 5 million new manufacturing and technology jobs, so the future is made in America.
No, that didn't happen. No, you weren't that. No, you're actually in a jobs deficit for manufacturing. As I've been pointing out for a while, you could tell it from the internals. So when you're and remember them going around and saying, why are Americans so gloomy about the economy? Why aren't they excited about the jobs? Because our jobs numbers sucked. We felt it. And remember, they were bashing us. Even Joe Biden, we weren't that smart. Democrats saying we just were not smart enough to understand how great things were. The American people just couldn't figure it out. Democrats need to explain to them, can't they see all these jobs? Well, now we know why. They couldn't see the jobs. They weren't real. Here's some more Biden.
This morning we learned that our economy created 266,000 jobs in April. It hadn't been adjusted again yet, but that's what it says, 266. And listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed.
It was a lie. They just lie. This is not the first time. This is the second time. It's all fake. Again, here's a question, Lee. Are the GDP numbers fake?
No.
I don't know, but if I'm sitting in Singapore this morning, I'm wondering it. And you should be. What else is fake? I don't think they just faked the job numbers. I think they faked other things. And I don't know what it's going to take for a president, maybe a President Trump, to restore the credibility of the United States of America's institutions in the world.
What's the phrase? Full faith and credit?
Yeah.
Of the United States government.
What's fake? Because again, there's right wing, left wing, that kind of stops at our borders, right? Money is the premier ethic in the world, right? Trading stocks, investments. And these investors, again, they're waking up this morning going, is 818,000 even real? Is that even real? Was it 1.8 million? Is that the real number of fake jobs? You can't trust them. You can't trust these agencies and these people, these investors are waking up to, wow, this is a weaponized agency built to serve the Democrats. And let me tell you what else they're going to do. If Donald Trump takes office, they're going to rock bottom drop these job numbers. It could go the other way, too. They could lie the other way, too. These are partisan captured agencies now and investors who, that's how you get ahead. That's how you get ahead investing. You are the best researched. You know every single detail of your stock or your investment. This is what investors will do. They will try to figure out what the lie is, or they'll just give up and invest somewhere else where you could trust. You know what? I can trust the Japanese government. I trust them. I can trust the Indian government. You know what? I'm just going to invest there. It's too hard. It's too hard. America is playing games. And then Lee, when you're Commerce Secretary, you have one job, okay? One job. Your job is to track commerce and stats. That's your job, Gina Raimondo. And your job is to watch trade and to make recommendations based on reality. She's sitting at the DNC because she's a hyperpartisan. She's obviously appointed by Joe Biden. She's asked about this. Listen to her answer.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
What?
Commerce Secretary.
The Commerce Secretary is not familiar with the Department of Labor.
with the statistics. I mean, if you listen to the show for the longest time, I mean, Department of Labor statistics drive investment in this country because they don't just track labor statistics. They track GDP. Remember every quarter I would pull out the Department of Labor statistics on what percentage of our economy, like what drives our economy, what is the biggest sector of our economy? And it's mining and minerals, 28% to 32%, depending on the quarter, right? Where do I get that? Labor, Department of Labor. Right. They are the Statistics Bureau of the United States of America. They don't just, they don't just track jobs. If you're the Commerce Secretary and you don't know that.
Yeah, yes, she does.
You look crazy.
Yeah.
To investors, you look crazy. Investment is driven by stability and predictable gains. This is anti-stability. This is what the former Soviet Union used to do all the time. They were known for it. They would make stuff up. Again, I explained this yesterday. We have third world countries that are extremely resource rich, would meet great investment opportunities, but they don't get the investment because their governments are corrupt and untrustworthy, and nobody can trust the numbers coming out of the governments. You cannot invest. That's what we are now. That's who we are now. And investors the world over know it. And all of this credibility, billions, maybe trillions of dollars worth of investment credibility, is being sacrificed on the altar of one more lie to get a Democrat, to get Kamala Harris over the line. Good morning. Okay, so Democrats actually walking around the floor of the DNC wearing a godmother pin, you know, like a takeoff on The Godfather. Proud of the coup. Proud of jamming a woman who's never won a single vote nationally down your throat. Proud of locking up and locking out that primary so nobody could challenge Joe Biden. And then waiting to the last minute and flipping him out, tossing him out for a woman who's never gotten a single vote. Who said it was a coup sponsored by the elites to maintain power? That'd be Black Lives Matter, remember? That would be Black Lives Matter. In their letter to the Democrat Party against Kamala Harris, who they said had never gotten a vote, was not democratically selected or elected, and was the choice of the elites. That the regular folks needed a voice. That democracy had been denied. That's really interesting when you look at what's going on right now. On Friday, it is expected that RFK will endorse Donald Trump, probably in exchange for some, you know, position in his administration. Now, this is remarkable if you think about it, because RFK and Nicole Shanahan, they are hardcore liberal Democrats. Don't kid yourself. We may agree with Kennedy on like two or three things, but they're liberal Democrats, okay? So the natural choice for them would be to endorse Kamala Harris, but they're not. And that speaks volumes. Why not? Because Nicole Shanahan, the VP candidate, again, a very liberal Democrat, says we don't trust the Democrats. We don't trust them. We don't think they're sincere. And she explains why we have to stop Kamala Harris. Take a listen to this. This is her interview on a podcast about it.
There's two options that we're looking at. And one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump. Or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump, and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision.
Why is she making this decision? This is remarkable. She's saying we're making this decision because the Democrats wouldn't allow us to be part of democracy. She said they sued us. They kept us off the ballot, all while telling you they're for democracy, while pimping a woman who has never received a single vote nationally and had to drop out before a vote was ever cast in the primary in 2020. Never won a single elector. The people didn't want her. She pulled so low that she had to drop out because she ran out of money. And she's saying, we are liberal Democrats, me and RFK, but the Democrat Party is not for democracy and they're not to be trusted to fight for liberty. They are not sincere.
I wish that we had had a chance to debate. I wish we had a chance to be on stage because had we likely would have won this election.
Yeah.
You know, 71% of Americans want a strong third party option and we delivered it in terms of ballot access.
Yeah.
But they're suing us. The DNC aligned PACs are suing us to get us off the ballots right now. These are frivolous lawsuits. We've had some of the best people involved in our ballot petitions. Yeah. Some of the most precise, you know, signature packages ever submitted to any of the Secretary of States. We've overcome so much to get to this point. So to even be contemplating this is tough. It's a really hard decision, and we don't.
It's tough because she's a liberal Democrat. That's why. But she's seen how they work, and she says in the fight for liberty, democracy, which is what they call it. It's obviously a republic, but okay, we'll go with that. She's a liberal Democrat. We'll speak her language. She said, Trump is the one we trust. Trump is the one we trust to fight for democracy. He is sincere in the fight for liberty.
Yeah, it's interesting because you were saying that you could stay in and run the risk of Kamala Harris win, or you could walk and you could join forces with Donald Trump. When you say join forces, Nicole, what do you mean specifically?
Well, this idea of a unity party, an idea of us coming around these principles of fighting for liberty in this country, fighting for our children's health. We have the worst chronic health crisis in the world right now. Over 50% of children are diagnosed with some chronic disease. This is unconscionable.
Yeah.
And we are willing to work with anyone who is sincere in their endeavor to fix and address this issue.
Do you believe the Trump campaign and Trump himself is sincere? Do you see a home? You talk about this as being Bobby's decision. Do you see a home for RFK Jr. in the Trump administration, Health and Human Services, something to that extent?
I think that he is sincere.
Yeah.
I do.
I think he's sincere. She's talking about fighting for liberty. She doesn't trust the Democrats to do it, even though she's a liberal Democrat. And you know what's even more remarkable? Ditto for Dennis Kucinich. Remember him? Remember Obama spying on him because he didn't want to go fight a war in Libya? And Obama did? So they unleashed the deep state on him. And he got red pill. He's not one of us. He's still a far left Democrat. He just understands what they are. They're authoritarians. In the mold of the Stasi, in the mold of East Germany. That's who they are. And he says the same thing. He's backing RFK, endorsing Trump, because he's the Democrats, he explained in, you know, a 5-minute interview, are not for democracy. They claim they are, but they're not. They want to select your candidates for you. They want to jail the opposition candidate in Donald Trump, maybe kill him through benign neglect of the Secret Service. They want to select who is on the general election ballot and make sure the people don't have a say. And this is the most liberal of Democrats, Dennis Kucinich, telling Neil Cavuto that.
I know full well that the DNC did everything they could to try to block Kennedy from running as a Democrat. They frustrated efforts at ballot access. There were just dozens of ways, Neil, that the DNC tried to exclude him. And they, frankly, you know, of course, they were protecting President Biden, whose campaign headquarters was the same place as the DNC.
Exactly. Folks, do you realize it was July 5th? Elon Musk tweeted this and it was brilliant. Do you realize it was July 5th that Joe Biden last tweeted, I'm staying in this race, I'm not going anywhere? Do you realize that? And now the Democrats at the DNC are walking around with godmother pins, like as in The Godfather, right? A reference to that, with Nancy Pelosi's face, proud of the coup. Proud of the coup. Proud that their voters are not allowed to select their leaders. Unbelievable. Remember that poll 2 weeks ago It's almost 3 weeks ago. Shock poll. Media couldn't believe it. They thought the American people were confused. The poll that asked, who do you trust more to protect our democracy? Back then it was actually Joe Biden was still running. So it was a little more than 2 weeks ago. And what did they say? Donald Trump. They trust Donald Trump more to protect democracy. That is what RFK and Nicole Shanahan are saying. And Dennis Kucinich. All very liberal Democrats. If you go down the list of what RFK actually believes, he's a liberal Democrat. He's a big climate change guy. You would not want him as head of the EPA. That would be scary. And they're saying we've have experienced the wrath of the Democrat Party for trying to participate fairly in the electoral process when they want to select who's on the ballot. We're horrified by it, and we think Donald Trump is sincere. Texter writes, and I forgot this. Don't forget, Tara, that Biden also refused RFK Secret Service protection. That's a big deal when you've had a member of your family, too, assassinated. Remember how they did it, okay? The head of the Department of Homeland Security, the very guy insecuring and unsecuring the border, that guy personally refused RFK Secret Service protection. They weren't going to leave it to the director of the Secret Service. Why? They wanted to send a message. You can run against us, but you might die. You could die. We are weaponized. We control these agencies. Don't run against us. Does that sound like a Democratic message to you? They had to be shamed into finally providing the security after Donald Trump almost did die. Texter writes, Tara, what are your thoughts on RFK potentially backing out and endorsing Trump? Looks like it's going to happen on Friday unless something changes. Let me tell you what. It is down to the razor's edge in these swing states, okay? There are only six states I care about. The rest of it, I could care less. National poll doesn't matter. Every other state has decided that's how divided this country is. It's going to come down to six states. And when you look at the polling, for instance, in Wisconsin, consistently, it has shown for the last week, week and a half, with RFK in the race, Kamala's at 47 and Trump's at 46. With RFK out of the race, they're both at 46. In fact, there was just a poll done overnight, and let me see, I've got it here. 41% of Kennedy voters would go to Trump, and 21% would go to Harris. So that could potentially be the difference in a swing state in a fair election. So this is huge. This is a big deal. But you know what this is? This is embarrassing for the Democrats. This is very embarrassing for the Democrats. Friday will be it. They're going to pretend they're not embarrassed, but they are. They are. By the way, did you see what's going on, folks? And they, look, this is just little signs. I don't know what they mean, but it's very interesting. It looks like, contrary to, you know, all of the fawning by the media, it looks like the convention has been a disaster for them. It looks like the convention is backfiring on Kamala Harris. You know, the political betting markets, which have been more accurate predicting who the next president will be than the polls, because the pollsters are liberals and they lie. In fact, they lie for money. A lot of them work for media outlets. So they produce polls that the media wants to run, which show the Democrat ahead, right? So you look at polymarket, they're called polymarkets, like political markets, right? Where you actually can bet money on who you think is going to win. So the people betting have really done their research. They know how to take apart a poll and see it's fake. Do you realize Kamala Harris had a 7-point lead going into the DNC convention? 7 points last week. Well, by yesterday, it became clear Donald Trump's odds in the polling markets of winning the election were getting better and better and better. She has lost 3 points since the DNC began as of yesterday, and he has gained three. That should not be happening. They should be getting a look at the Democrats, being reminded of all the great things about the Democrats, and she should be surging. She's not. She's going the opposite direction. Yesterday, he pulled ahead in the poly markets, 52-47. That's not what's supposed to be happening. I'm looking this morning. Right now, at this second, it'll probably fluctuate again before the show's over. But he's at 53%, she's at 46. Again, she was 7 points ahead. Because you remember the honeymoon period, right? She was 7 points ahead at the beginning of this convention. Getting a closer look at the Democrats is hurting them. Even when they're highly scripted, they know it. And that's why they won't let her do interviews. When Americans get a closer look at Democrats, they have the same reaction as RFK, Nicole Shanahan, and Dennis Kucinich. They're horrified. They're horrified. And by the way, do you know what the number one story in the news is right now today? I'm always fascinated by this. I can't wait to get out of bed and find out what it is, what the American people think. Because it doesn't always make sense to me. And I can see it now because we have the Topic Pulse app. Do you know what the number one story in the country is right now? Fake jobs. Fake jobs. The fact that almost 30% of the jobs last year reported by the Biden administration were fake. That's devastating. That's because what have the Democrats told us for the last 4 years? You should be grateful. You're an ungrateful serf. You should be grateful. Look what we did for you. Look at the jobs. It was their only positive economic talking point. They didn't have another one because they're breaking Americans financially. And it was fake. It was fake the whole time. That's the kind of thing that starts getting in your head subconsciously and consciously. Number one story in the country right now. They aren't going to show it, but inside the DNC, they're worried. And they should be. Well, we finally know how Richard Simmons died. 76 years old last month. It was the biggest story in the country yesterday. I always click on that like, that really is the, okay. A lot of us remember him from when we were little. Exercising. He fell in his house. His housekeeper begged him to go to the hospital. He said, no, I'll go tomorrow if I don't feel well. And he passed away from the injuries from the fall and also from heart disease. Kind of interesting. Exercise guru. Did an interview with People magazine 2 days before he died because his 76th birthday was coming up. And he said, look, if I have candles on something, it'll probably be a zucchini. I'm a really healthy guy. And yet his brother says, well, part of the reason he fell is from all that exercise all those years, his knees were shot. And he really needed another knee surgery. He'd been kind of putting it off. He'd not been able to exercise the way he used to because of his knee problems. And he had pretty advanced heart disease. I guess that's what's kind of interesting to people. Now, I mean, to listen to all the right people who tell us all the right stuff all the time, they create this impression like that if you tap out, if you die, it's your fault. You failed. No, you should have exercised and eaten right. And you should. A lot of Americans really aren't exercising, really aren't eating right, and that is taking years off their life, to be fair. But in the end, there's only so much we can waylay those things. So for Richard Simmons to go out, in part, his brother said, because of heart disease, the fact that all that exercise wore out his joints, is kind of ironic. It's one of those little ironies in life. No matter what you do, you got to pay the piper. You can't get a perfect outcome for your health, no matter how hard you try. But trying is worth it. If you're walking around 40, 50 pounds overweight, let me tell you what, getting that weight off your knees will do a big, it'll really help you. I experienced that myself. Okay. Biggest story in the country right now. The jobs are fake. Why is this the biggest story in the country right now? Well, obviously Trump is right. They faked it. They lied. This was to cover up for Kamala and Joe. So they would have an economic talking point that was positive because it was the only positive economic talking point they had. And it was fake. And all over the world and all the major investment houses this morning, they're wondering what else is fake. GDP numbers fake? Is this number even real? Is this jobs number from the Labor Department, is it even real? Or is the number actually much higher, but they're trying to help Kamala and Joe? And look, folks, in a normal presidential campaign, where you find out almost 30% of the jobs, 818,000 jobs were fake, they never happened. I mean, folks, Joe Biden was walking around taking credit for a manufacturing boom. He actually lost 115,000 manufacturing jobs during that time period. That's shocking. And in a normal presidential campaign where the nominee and her running mate did interviews, press conferences, and spoke with the serfs, this would be a major headache. You'd have to answer actual questions. How did this happen? But she need not answer any questions. Her Highness is not required to. Just like she's not required to get an actual vote in order to be the nominee. It's what royalty does.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Remember that poll 2 weeks ago? It's almost 3 weeks ago. Shock poll. Media couldn't believe it. They thought the American people were confused. The poll that asked, who do you trust more to protect our democracy? Back then it was actually Joe Biden was still running. So it was a little more than 2 weeks ago. And what did they say? Donald Trump. They trust Donald Trump more to protect democracy. That is what RFK and Nicole Shanahan are saying. And Dennis Kucinich. All very liberal Democrats. If you go down the list of what RFK actually believes, he's a liberal Democrat. He's a big climate change guy. You would not want him as head of the EPA. That would be scary. And they're saying we have experienced the wrath of the Democrat Party for trying to participate fairly in the electoral process when they want to select who's on the ballot. We're horrified by it, and we think Donald Trump is sincere. Texter writes, and I forgot this. Don't forget, Tara, that Biden also refused RFK Secret Service protection. That's a big deal when you've had a member of your family, too, assassinated. Remember how they did it, okay? The head of the Department of Homeland Security, the very guy insecuring and unsecuring the border, that guy personally refused RFK Secret Service protection. They weren't going to leave it to the director of the Secret Service. Why? They wanted to send a message. You could run against us, but you might die. You could die. We are weaponized. We control these agencies. Don't run against us. Does that sound like a Democratic message to you? They had to be shamed into finally providing the security after Donald Trump almost did die. Texter writes, Tara, what are your thoughts on RFK potentially backing out and endorsing Trump? Looks like it's going to happen on Friday unless something changes. Let me tell you what. It is down to the razor's edge in these swing states, okay? There are only 6 states I care about. The rest of it, I could care less. National poll doesn't matter. Every other state has decided that's how divided this country is. It's going to come down to 6 states. And when you look at the polling, for instance, in Wisconsin, consistently, it has shown for the last week, week and a half, with RFK in the race, Kamala's at 47 and Trump's at 46. With RFK out of the race, they're both at 46. In fact, there was just a poll done overnight, and let me see, I've got it here. 41% of Kennedy voters would go to Trump, and 21% would go to Harris. So that could potentially be the difference in a swing state, in a fair election. So this is huge. This is a big deal, but you know what this is? This is embarrassing for the Democrats. This is very embarrassing for the Democrats. Friday will be it. They're going to pretend they're not embarrassed, but they are. They are. By the way, did you see what's going on, folks? And they, look, this is just little signs. I don't know what they mean, but it's very interesting. It looks like, contrary to, you know, all of the fawning by the media, it looks like the convention has been a disaster for them. It looks like the convention is backfiring on Kamala Harris. You know, the political betting markets, which have been more accurate predicting who the next president will be than the polls because the pollsters are liberals and they lie. In fact, they lie for money. A lot of them work for media outlets. So they produce polls that the media wants to run, which show the Democrat ahead, right? So you look at polymarket, they're called polymarkets, like political markets, right? Where you actually can bet money on who you think is going to win. So the people betting have really done their research. They know how to take apart a poll and see it's fake. Do you realize Kamala Harris had a 7-point lead going into the DNC convention? 7 points last week. Well, by yesterday, it became clear Donald Trump's odds in the polymarkets of winning the election were getting better and better and better. She has lost 3 points since the DNC began as of yesterday, and he has gained 3. That should not be happening. They should be getting a look at the Democrats, being reminded of all the great things about the Democrats, and she should be surging. She's not. She's going in the opposite direction. Yesterday, he pulled ahead in the poly markets, 52-47. That's not what's supposed to be happening. I'm looking this morning. Right now, at this second, it'll probably fluctuate again before the show's over. But he's a 53%, she's a 46. Again, she was 7 points. Because you remember the honeymoon period, right? She was 7 points ahead at the beginning of this convention. Getting a closer look at the Democrats is hurting them. Even when they're highly scripted, they know it. And that's why they won't let her do interviews. When Americans get a closer look at Democrats, they have the same reaction as RFK, Nicole Shanahan, and Dennis Kucinich. They're horrified. They're horrified. And by the way, do you know what the number one story in the news is right now today? I'm always fascinated by this. I can't wait to get out of bed and find out what it is, what the American people think. Because I don't always, it doesn't always make sense to me. And I can see it now because we have the Topic Pulse app. Do you know what the number one story in the country is right now? Fake jobs. Fake jobs. The fact that almost 30% of the jobs last year reported by the Biden administration were fake. That's devastating. That's because what have the Democrats told us for the last 4 years? You should be grateful. You're an ungrateful serf. You should be grateful. Look what we did for you. Look at the jobs. It was their only positive economic talking point. They didn't have another one because they're breaking Americans financially. And it was fake. It was fake the whole time. That's the kind of thing that starts getting in your head subconsciously and consciously. Number one story in the country right now. They aren't going to show it, but inside the DNC, they're worried. And they should be. Well, we finally know how Richard Simmons died. 76 years old last month. It was the biggest story in the country yesterday. I always click on that like, that really is the, okay. A lot of us remember him from when we were little. Exercising. He fell in his house. His housekeeper begged him to go to the hospital. He said, no. Nah, I'll go tomorrow if I, you know, if I don't feel well. And he passed away from the injuries from the fall and also from heart disease. Kind of interesting. Exercise guru. Did an interview with People magazine 2 days before he died because his 76th birthday was coming up. And he said, look, if I have candles on something, it'll probably be a zucchini. I'm a really healthy guy. And yet his brother says, well, part of the reason he fell is from all that exercise all those years, his knees were shot. And he really needed another knee surgery. He'd been kind of putting it off. He'd not been able to exercise the way he used to because of his knee problems. And he had pretty advanced heart disease. I guess that's what's kind of interesting to people. Now, I mean, you know, to listen to all the right people who tell us all the right stuff all the time, they create this impression like that if you, how should I put it? If you tap out, if you die, it's your fault. You failed. No, you should have exercised the knee and right. And you should. A lot of Americans really aren't exercising, really aren't eating right, and that is taking years off their life, to be fair. But in the end, there's only so much we can waylay those things. So for Richard Simmons to go out, in part, his brother said, because of heart disease, the fact that all that exercise wore out his joints, It's kind of ironic. It's one of those little ironies in life. Now, no matter what you do, you got to pay the piper. You can't get a perfect outcome for your health, no matter how hard you try. But trying is worth it. If you're walking around 40, 50 pounds overweight, let me tell you what, getting that weight off your knees will do a big, it'll really help you. I experienced that myself. Okay. Biggest story in the country right now, the jobs are fake. Why is this the biggest story in the country right now? Well, obviously Trump is right. They faked it. They lied. This was to cover up for Kamala and Joe, so they would have an economic talking point that was positive, because it was the only positive economic talking point they had. And it was fake. And all over the world and all the major investment houses this morning, they're wondering what else is fake. GDP numbers fake? Is this number even real? Is this jobs number from the Labor Department, is it even real? Or is the number actually much higher, but they're trying to help Kamala and Joe? And look, folks, in a normal presidential campaign, where you find out almost 30% of the jobs, 818,000 jobs were fake. They never happened. I mean, folks, Joe Biden was walking around taking credit for a manufacturing boom. He actually lost 115,000 manufacturing jobs during that time period. That's shocking. And in a normal presidential campaign where the nominee and her running mate did interviews, press conferences, and spoke with the serfs, this would be a major headache. You'd have to answer actual questions. How did this happen? But she need not answer any questions. Her Highness is not required to. Just like she's not required to get an actual vote in order to be the nominee. It's what royalty does. Well, we finally know why, how Richard Simmons died. 76 years old last month. It was the biggest story in the country yesterday. I always click on that like, that really is the, okay. A lot of us remember him from when we were little. Exercising. He fell in his house. His housekeeper begged him to go to the hospital. He said, no, I'll go tomorrow if I don't feel well. And he passed away from the injuries from the fall and also from heart disease. Kind of interesting. Exercise guru. Did an interview with People magazine 2 days before he died because his 76th birthday was coming up. And he said, look, if I have candles on something, it'll probably be a zucchini. I'm a really healthy guy. And yet his brother says, well, part of the reason he fell is from all that exercise all those years, his knees were shot. And he really needed another knee surgery, been kind of putting it off. He'd not been able to exercise the way he used to because of his knee problems, and he had pretty advanced heart disease. I guess that's what's kind of interesting to people. Now, I mean, you know, to listen to all the right people who tell us all the right stuff all the time, they create this impression like that if you tap out, if you die, it's your fault. You failed. No, you should exercise the knee and right. And you should. A lot of Americans really aren't exercising, really aren't eating right, and that is taking years off their life, to be fair. But in the end, there's only so much we can waylay those things. So for Richard Simmons to go out, in part, his brother said, because of heart disease, the fact that all that exercise wore out his joints, is kind of ironic. It's one of those little ironies in life. No matter what you do, you got to pay the piper. You can't get a perfect outcome for your health, no matter how hard you try. But trying is worth it. If you're walking around 40, 50 pounds overweight, let me tell you what, getting that weight off your knees will do a big, it'll really help you. I experienced that myself. Okay. Biggest story in the country right now, the jobs are fake. Why is this the biggest story in the country right now? Well, obviously Trump is right. They faked it. They lied. This was to cover up for Kamala and Joe, so they would have an economic talking point that was positive, because it was the only positive economic talking point they had. And it was fake. And all over the world and all the major investment houses this morning, they're wondering what else is fake. GDP numbers fake? Is this number even real? Is this jobs number from the Labor Department, is it even real? Or is the number actually much higher, but they're trying to help Kamala and Joe? And look, folks, in a normal presidential campaign, where you find out almost 30% of the jobs, 818,000 jobs were fake. They never happened. I mean, folks, Joe Biden was walking around taking credit for a manufacturing boom. He actually lost 115,000 manufacturing jobs during that time period. That's shocking. And in a normal presidential campaign where the nominee and her running mate did interviews, press conferences, and spoke with the serfs, this would be a major headache. You'd have to answer actual questions. How did this happen? But she need not answer any questions. Her Highness is not required to. Just like she's not required to get an actual vote in order to be the nominee. It's what royalty does.